Let's close our eyes and I will pray. Baba wethu osezulwini yisebe nkosu Jesu siyabonga futhi namanje ekseni inkulunkulu wethu oluthando sibonga baba ukuba uvume Jehova ukuba sivuke ekseni sibonga baba ukuba usiholele usiholele kulena ndawo futhi ukuba sibe munye nawe sibe munye futhi siyibandla ekseni ke nkosu siphakamisa izibongo siphakamisa udumo sithi lonke lungolo lakho siphakamisa nkosi yami amehlo siwaphakamisela kuwe Jehova ngoba wena uNkulunkulu sithi khuluma ke namanje ekuseni ke uNkulunkulu wethu khuluma baba ngenceku yakho oyikhethileko namhlanje khuluma nkosi ngezwi lakho olukhethile futhi nanamhlanje uNkulunkulu onothando sibhekisa konke kuwe namanje Heavenly Father vula indlebe yomuntu wakho futhi vula imlomo wenceku yakho siyabonga ke Jehova konke lokhu sicela ngegama elihle elinamandla igama elikhulu elingaphezu kwawonke amagama igama lika Jesu Christu oyingcwele siyabonga baba we may all say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Friends, brothers and sisters in the Lord, it is a great joy for me to be with you again this morning bringing the word of God to you. We are continuing our series in the Gospel according to Matthew. Remember, the focus of Matthew's writing is to prove that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the King of the Jews, the one who was to come into the world, the one in whom God promised and said He was going to send into the world and initiate the kingdom of God, the one who was to come and save His people. So as we come to the study of Matthew, that is our focus all the time. We want to see who is this Jesus. Is He really the Son of God? And if He is, what is that to do with me? We have seen that over and over. We are continuing again this morning. Matthew chapter 3, we're reading from verse 13 to
17.
And our focus will be only verse 16 and 17 this morning.
Are ka khona mbena ya kolobetsa mpwena a tswena o tla khona Jesu amaraba are le sa jwale go bane ka tsela ena re lokela ho fetahatsa hohle ho lokileng Johanne adumela hang hang ba Jesu a kolobetswe a tswa metsing mme bonang a bulelwa le hodimo a bona moya wa modimo o theowa e kaleba o etla hodima hae ho tswala lentso le tswa mahodimong le reng ema ke mora wa ka e o ke mo ratang ya nkgahlang.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. May the good Lord add a blessing to the reading of his words. The title of this message this morning, the approved Son of God. There are many people, brethren, who have come out and claimed to be for Jesus, but later on in their lives, we can see them equaling themselves to Jesus Christ. There are lots of false prophets and false messiahs in our days. In our country, we have at least three false messiahs.
Una limirena emingata mo le bonto mo le fatseng rena limenga batho ba ngata ba ipitsa ka hore ke mirena.
The question then that remains, what makes Jesus the true king of the Jews? What makes Jesus the savior of the world? What separates him from the rest? Indeed, we have seen his unique birth. We have seen his true humility. We have seen his love for righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And we have also seen his submission to the Father. So what stands out this morning, where we just read, verse 16 and 17 in particular, what stands out is the fact that Jesus is the approved Son of God.
As
we look at this passage this morning, it is quite clear to us, it reminds us that everything is about Jesus. It is all about Jesus. The whole Gospel of Matthew is about Jesus. The entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation is about Jesus. Everything is about Jesus. So there are three things I want us to look at this morning. Three things we should remind you that everything, all is about Jesus. Three things I want us to see. Three things that should remind us to make everything then about Jesus. Because if everything is about Jesus, we also have to make everything in our lives to be about Jesus. So when you make friends, it must be about Jesus. If it happens, you make enemies, let it be about Jesus. Three things, my friends, we should tell you that your faith must be built on nothing less but the blood and the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because everything else, all other ground, is sinking sand. In verse 16, first thing is, the heavens opened to him. Secondly, the Spirit of God descended upon him. Then in verse 17, we see the Father rejoiced on him. Three things: the heavens opened to him, the Spirit of God descended upon him, then the Father rejoiced in him. Then let us look at the first thing, the heavens opened to him. Verse 16 says, and when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens opened to him. The created order gave homage to Jesus Christ, some kind of honor, adoration to the Son of God. The heavens opened to prove his ministry as the sin bearer of man. The heavens opens to prove Jesus as the Messiah who was to come into the world and take away the heavy yoke of sin from his people. Not only is Jesus approved, my friends, by scripture, all the scripture references that we have done in the past, not only is he approved by that, not only is Jesus approved by the fact that God sent his forerunner, John the Baptist, but now the heavens open to approve that this is the Son of God. The heavens open to approve the ministry of Jesus. Indeed, this is the man who's coming to make a difference in the world. The heavens are declaring, this is the man who's coming to turn everything upside down. This is the man who's coming to change lives in whom everybody should seek.
Mahodimo a dumela gore ena ke ena motho ya tla fetolang ditho tsotlhe mo lefatsheng ke ena motho le reng kaofela re tlamele re mo batla.
Friends, here we see a picture of new hope. As the heavens welcomes Jesus, we see that the heavens also opens to welcome those whose sin has been taken away.
Amabogodimo a buleha re bona gore a buleha a bontsha gore ke ena o ne ya tlang kang dibitsa batho.
If you remember very well, we did mention last week that the heavens of God, the heavens of God's love and His affection were actually shut by men's sin, but now they are open because of the Son of God. Now there will be an access for men to access God. The heavens are open again, in order that God's glory may be seen in the world, so that men may be able to lift up their eyes unto the hope in heavens. We also mentioned last week, as we looked at Luke chapter 3 verse 21, we mentioned that these heavens were opened because Jesus was praying. So as He came out of the water, He prayed and the heavens opened.
Re bone ha ne re bala bukeng ya Luka hore mahodimo ana ala buleha ka baka la wa ne morena Jesu o na rapela, so ita ha tswa meeting anta rapetse jwalo mahodimo a buleha.
We see the power of prayer.
Re bona mata a chapela.
We see that everything to do with Christianity begins by prayer.
Re bona hore tsohle tse le tsa bodumedi di qala ka chapela.
Only through prayer, my friend, you can expect God's blessings.
If you
will fix your eyes unto the Lord through prayer. But definitely we understand that you must have first the relationship with God through His Son, so that you may access God in prayer through His Son. You cannot just access God in prayer unless you have the Son of God as your personal Savior in this world.
Pele re ka gona go rapela go modimo e ke ka ga se ha re se kopanetse le mora re ka gona go kopanela le ntate.
But what's very important this morning, as we see the heavens open, we see Jesus being approved as the Son of God.
Ha re bona ka se go botlhokwa gore ha mahodimo a bulea jalo a tshore ena ke morena ke
mo. Nature bows before Him. Nature gives way to Jesus Christ. Whom among men has received such great honor? Whom among men has been elevated and lifted up by God like Jesus Christ? Listen to what John the Baptist says here in John chapter 1 verse
34.
I have seen and I borne witness that this is the Son of God. So the heavens open to approve, to tell us, to show us who is the Son of God. Among men, every man, or among many men who will come and claim that they are the Son of God, but who is it that is truly the Son of God? John says, I have seen it and I bore witness and I tell you, Jesus is the Son of God. So the heavens open to approve Jesus as the Savior. But secondly, the Bible tells us there again in verse 16 that the Spirit of God descended upon Him. Yes, God gives a visual sign of approval upon His Son in the form of a dove. We see the gentle and the pure Spirit of God descending upon the approved Son of God, the only Son of God. We see the Spirit of God descending upon a man who now stands on behalf of fallen men, a man who now stands on behalf of
sinners.
This is a reminder, my friends, of the way in which God's judgment came to an end in the book of Genesis. We have seen there Noah sending out a dove. Noah sent out the dove, and the dove find a place to rest. That was a sign of a new beginning. The Bible tells us that the dove found a place to rest. Now, in the same way, this is the beginning of a new creation through Jesus Christ. Thus, as the Spirit of God, like a dove, find rest on him this day. If you believe in him, he will indwell and give rest to those who believe in him. You will not find rest somewhere else but in Jesus Christ. He is the one in whom the Spirit of God precedes. He is the one who gives gifts of the Spirit. Him alone can give you rest. So as the Spirit descends upon him, we are also reminded of the Old Testament king who were anointed with oil in their inauguration. In the Old Testament, what we are told there is that every time the king is initiated to the office of kingship, a prophet of God will come and anoint that man into that office by using oil.
Testament ya kale na hopola hore motho hana e kana tamele a betswe morena o na totswa ka oil.
But now we see God coming in the form of a dove to anoint this king in a very special, in a very unique way than the kings of the Old Testament.
He
anoints him in this way to point out that this king is the one who will not fail God. This king is the one who will not fail his people. He will lead his people. Unlike the king of the Old Testament, they led the people of God astray. But this one is going to lead them home.
Ona ra bona hore morena Jesu ha tso tswana le marena a mang ona o tso kena o tso pholu samba tsubo abata metse ka tela e papaneng le marena a gagwe.
This king is coming to win victories for his people, not just physical victories, my friend, like David, but spiritual victories.
Ona ke morena ya tso sulelang batho ba hae.
But this king is so great,
morena ona o moholo,
none was found to come and anoint him. I am saying to you, in the Old Testament, the prophet used to anoint the kings. The prophet used to anoint the priests. But no one was found to anoint this king. But God did it himself. He saw the Spirit of God descending from heaven in the form of a dove and descending upon the Son of God. Just as the prophet Samuel anointed King Saul, just as the prophet Samuel anointed King David, now God anoints his son, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The Spirit of God descend upon him so that he may be recognized, yes, as a king, but a greater king.
He'll
be recognized as a prophet, but a greater prophet.
He'll
be recognized as a priest, but a high priest. A great high priest than the high priest of the Old Testament, who could not go in and atone for the sin of man. But this one is anointed that he may atone for the sin of the world, those who will come and believe in God through his Son. Because this one was not born in sin. This one was not shaped in iniquity. This king is approved. This king is empowered for a great mission. A mission for bringing joy in heaven. Not just to bring joy in the world. Yes, when he comes, the angel sings, says, joy in the world, for the Lord has come. But he also comes to bring joy in heaven. For the Bible tells us, when sinners turn to God, there is much rejoicing in the presence of God in heaven. Friends, I said to you first, the heavens, they open, they tore into two. The curtain in the temple tore into two, from top to bottom, so that we may access, we have access to God. This is what Jesus gives us. This is what we see. We see a picture that the people of God who believe in Jesus will have access to the holy place, will now pray for themselves. You don't need someone to pray for you. You can pray to God. Indeed, it is true, brothers and sisters, that we must pray for one another. But you now can pray to God. You don't have to go to Nigeria for someone to pray for you. You don't go to Limpopo for someone to pray for you. You yourself have the access to God if you believe in His Son. This is what we see. This is what Jesus gives. No man can give such great news and great joy and gifts of grace unto us. But now, the second thing I said to you, the Spirit descends upon him. Gives us the picture of holiness, gives us the picture of purity, the picture of ultimate power in the Son of God. And that is what he gives. He comes to make us pure, acceptable before God. He comes to give us the Spirit of God, that we may have connection with God, that God may be able to speak to you right now as I speak to you, that we may be able to hear the words of God, that we may be able to hear His voice. For the Bible says, His sheep hears His voice. But for His sheep to hear the voice, they must have the ear, the inner ear. And that inner ear comes from the Spirit. That inner ear is the Spirit of God. You are not born with that ear. It's a gift to have that ear, that you may hear the voice of God. And that gift comes from Jesus. Please raise up your hand and tell me if there's anyone else who can give this gift. We know there is none but Jesus Christ. But thirdly, God approves His Son. Verse 17 says, and behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. So God rejoiced on His Son. Verse 17 gives us something very special. It calls for our attention. It calls us to look. It says, behold, a voice was heard from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son. Son, a voice is heard from heaven. It's not a voice from Baba Ra saying to me, behold, Runa is my son. This is God speaking. The voice comes from heaven to approve that Jesus is the Son of God. I remember the year Nelson Mandela, as the father of the nation, as the new president of the Republic of South Africa, I remember he gave his first speech.
Mandela hana swa bamkhetha hore ibe yena morena wa yona South Africa.
The whole world stood still.
Hana fana ka speech sa hai lefatshe ne liye emile mametsi.
Thousands and thousands of people wanted to gather around him.
Ngata engata ya batho.
TVs were on throughout the whole world. And the aim was not to see him. But to hear him. Everybody wanted to hear what the man would say. Hearts overshadowed by racism melted and gave in to hear what Nelson Mandela would say. Hearts filled with anger and murder, they gave in to hear what will Nelson Mandela say. But you and I know, my friends, that there is a greater and incomparable voice than that of a thousand and thousand of Nelson Mandelas of the universe. There is a greater voice, and that is the voice of God. The voice that comes from God, a greater speech than that of every man. Now the voice says here in verse 17, behold, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. Behold, I have a special son. This is the greatest message, my friend, that a man can ever hear. Saying, among you stands the Son of God. This morning, I was listening to a song this morning. When I come in English, man, I'm going to come to this song.
It says,
Uyini umuntu ukuze njalo ubhizi ucabanga ngaye.
What is man that you are mindful of him?
God. That's the song. But it's from the Psalms, right? Yes, there's the Son of God. Among sinners. Among the people who hate God. But God says, behold, my son. What's very important is the voice, my friend. Because God said, I have a special son. And I take great delight on him. And I find my deepest satisfaction in him. You can try whatever you want to try. But only this one satisfies me. You see, now we see a difference between man and Jesus. Although Jesus comes as man, 100% man. But God says, I'm only satisfied in this man. So we need to see now here in verse 17, three things that separate Jesus from mere men. Three things that separate Jesus from all the false messiahs. What makes Jesus different from Buddha? What makes Jesus different from Mohammed? What makes Jesus different from Likhanyan? What makes Jesus different from Odisha? What makes Jesus different from Shembe? What is it? We must not come and insult people without saying what is it that is different. Our church does not stand to insult people, but we must prove why is Jesus different. Why is God saying, I am pleased with him? I'm going to give you three things that separate Jesus from them. Three things that will show you that Jesus fela, Jesus kiena fela modisa, waruna. Some people, they sing songs like this. Kimodisa, waruna.
The only savior, the only shepherd.
Kiena, lisedi, ladi chao. I heard people sing a song here, but they were singing about someone else, but I won't say the name. But then, like, Pembe, Pembe, Kili, Sedi, Ladi, Chow, they were marching around here.
I hear some people singing here, but like, Pembe, Pembe, here, the light of the world.
Here is God saying, only his son, this Kili, Sedi, Ladi, Chow.
Here God is saying, this is my beloved son, this is the one.
Kena fela konyana ya modimo.
He's the only one.
Kena fela mungu.
The Lamb of God.
Amodimo.
The Son of God.
I'm giving you three things that separates him from everyone else. Three things that give the final stamp that this is an approved son of God. First, we see the father's relation to the son. Yeah, he says, this is my son. There's a relationship here. May you bring this point forward to contrast the relationship that the people of God, the Israel, had with God. It was a broken and a violated relationship. They've adopted the ways of the pagans, the things of other nations around them. They've lived an outside form, an outward form of religion. They've loved their sin. They were uncorrectable. They were not adjustable. They were not advisable. And consequently, they fell off far from God. That's the relationship that the people had with God. So maybe gives us this way and says, behold, this is my son. He shows us a relationship between God and the son, because man had no relationship with God, but the son has a special relationship with God. But here is God saying, this is my son. What the people were good for was irritating God. The Bible says they were making noise and irritating God, claiming that they were worshipping God. Making noise, claiming they were worshipping God, and God was not impressed. Amos chapter 5, verse 21 to 24.
Amos chapter 5, verse 21 to 24.
The people were irritating God. And God had to send his son then. You see, my friend, here is God. He's irritated by men, but he chooses not to judge men. He chooses not to destroy us. He chooses not to condemn us, but he chooses to send his son. Even when people thought they were doing good things, God didn't like it. Let's read from verse 21 to 24.
Mino wa haga patalona o antina empatoka ke e palle jole kanoka poloka o be hoke ho be jalo ka molatswana ho ke molatswana o phallwang ka mehla lona ba ntse ya Israele na le nyeletse ka tshabilweng ra ngetsa le tsona dinyehelo ka le motse mashume a mane ba di etsa le hatateng.
I despise your feast, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fattest animals, I will not look on them. Take away from me the noise of your songs. To the melodies of your harps, I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters. Let righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. God is not pleased with our songs if we are not in Jesus Christ. We may have these golden voices. We may have all that we think it is good, but God is not pleased, because God is only pleased with righteousness. Is that not pity, my friends, that these days there are many who claim to have these golden voices and these terrible songs they sing before God, thinking that God is happy? But my friends, let me tell you, God is only happy with righteousness. And righteousness can only come through Jesus Christ. Then your song, your praise, your prayer can be acceptable before God and pleasing before God. So now, God says, he's my son. I have a relationship with him. Unless you have a relationship with him, I will not be pleased. God confirms here his relationship with Jesus.
He
affirms that there is a unity, there is equality between the Father and the Son. Jesus is identified as the Son of God by God Himself, the divine Son of God. The Son of God will be obedient to God. This is my Son. So if God will call him his Son, that gives us great joy, Bazalwane, because it makes Jesus to be the representative of a special relationship between God and me and you. Unless Jesus has a relationship with God, I cannot have a relationship with God. So Jesus brings great joy that because of him then we'll have a relationship with God because he's the Son of God.
But
this also comes as a warning. Listen to it very careful. This is my Son. In other words, you better pay attention to my Son because this is my Son and only he is my Son. So you better do according to my Son's command. You better follow my Son. You better believe on my Son. Why? Because whosoever does not believe in him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. That's how condemnation comes, my friends. If you don't believe in the name of the Son of God. That is why he says, this is my Son. So you did not know who's my Son? This is my Son. The one coming out of the water dripping from him, that is my Son. You better listen to that one. You better pay attention to that one. You better follow that one. If you don't follow that one, condemnation comes upon you. So God owns his Son. God accepts Jesus as his Son. Why is that good news? Because he will accept you and welcome you as a son if you are in Jesus. If you are in Jesus, my friends. If you will seek a pleasing relationship with God. If you will seek to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, and make that your spiritual worship. Another point in verse number 17 that we see. We said number one, God shows his relationship with his Son. This is my Son. Secondly, God, the Father, shows his affection to the Son. He says, my beloved Son. Not just the Son. My beloved Son. It's not easy to call your Son a beloved Son these days. Actually, from the day of Adam, you can't say my beloved Son. Cain killed his brother. You can't say to Cain, you are my beloved Son. But God says, this is my beloved Son. Friends, no father in the world ever loved like this. No son in the world was ever loved like this. The Bible says the Father loved the Son and he has given all things unto his hands. He's my beloved Son. Psalm 2 verse 7. You are my Son. Today I have begotten you. Friends, is it possible in this world to be pleased by a mere man? No. Adam failed to please God. David, the man who is known as a man after God's own heart, failed to please God. Every one of us displeases God. Even the messiahs of this world, they are unable to even please their own followers. They cause divisions, destructions, and evil and murder. But God says, He's my beloved son. In him I found a man who is truly after my heart. A man who will not try to throw off the rule of God. A man who will not harden his heart toward God. A man who will ransom a people for God. People from every tribe, every tongue, every race, and every home and every house. I found a man for me. The seed of a woman who was to come into the world and take away the curse that sin brought into the world. The offspring of Abraham, in whom all the nations of the world will be blessed. The root of Jesse, the son of David, who will have mercy. People will cry and say, Son of David, have mercy on me. The Savior of the world, the King of the Jews. And it will be wise for you to take refuge in that son and forget all the other people and come to that son. Only that son is the beloved son. If you will have to be accepted before God as a son and a daughter of God, if God will have to say, you are my beloved son, if God will say, come into my kingdom that is prepared for you from the foundation of the, if he has to say that to you, then you have to come through the one he calls my beloved son. Is that not easy? Straightforward. Only he is the approved son of God. So all the time, you need to constantly ask yourself a question. Am I in Christ? Am I in the beloved? Because God is willing to love the unlovable. God is willing to be kind to the unkind. God is willing to be merciful to the sinners and the wicked of this world. Why? Because his son pleased him for you. Friends, the father rejoiced on him. And that is proven by the father in his affirmation of his divine relationship with the son. He's my son. We see that proven by the father's affection. My beloved son. Thirdly and lastly, it is proven by the father in his satisfaction. He's not just my son. He's not just my beloved son. But I am well pleased on him. I'm pleased. I'm satisfied on him. The work that he comes to do will satisfy me. Dying for sinners will give pleasure to me. That's why the Bible says it pleased God to crush him. God was happy to crucify his son. I'm satisfied. The curse of sin will be removed. I'm happy. He shows his entire satisfaction on his son. This is the contrast to the fathers of this world. You cannot say you are satisfied on his son, on your son. Today is doing right, tomorrow is doing bad. But God says, I am well pleased. This is in contrast to the kings of this world. No king of this world will be happy to let his son go and go to the world that is unknown, leaving the splendors of heaven, leaving the splendors of his kingdom, going to a fallen world. No king will be happy about that. But God was pleased to send his son into the world. God was pleased that his son will remove the curse. God was pleased that his son will bring to an end the rebellion of his people. This must be a very special son. My son, my beloved son, the one that well pleases me, I find pleasure in him. If I was you, I will look for that son. If I was you, I would remain in that son. Because I'm unable to please my own father. I'm unable to please my own children. I can't please God. But someone on my behalf pleased God. I will run and look for such a one. I will hang on and cling to that old rugged cross. I will remain in him. Because he pleases God. God is pleased that his son will take upon himself the nature of man. God is pleased that his son will bear the terrible penalty and the curse of sin for his people. His people who are unwilling and unable to do any good for themselves. God is pleased that finally man will be reunited with God. That enmity. Remember Genesis chapter 3, God says, I put enmity. But God is pleased that enmity is going to be taken away. There will be reunion. There will be joy in heaven as the Son of God saves his people. Someone will faithfully and completely do God's will. Because me and you have faith. But now, through him, we are able. That's why God is pleased. Jesus says himself in John 6 verse 38, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will but the will of him who sent me. So the question, my friend, that I must leave with you this morning, which voice would you listen to? That of God, this is my beloved son, I'm well pleased, or that of man, the false messiahs, the false prophets of this world, who elevate themselves higher than God, violate the very word of God? Which word, which voice will you listen to? Will you listen to those who are now praying, they feasting on the ignorant one? Or the one who says, come to me, all ye who are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Because none of the people in this world, my friend, can die and rise from the dead for you. None of the people of this world can do something satisfactory to God. None of these people of this world can save this well, sinking in sin and wickedness. But as Jesus emerges from the water, he's saying, I will do your will, O God. I will go up the road to Calvary for you. I will lay down my life for the sheep. I will lay down my life for your glory, O God. I will put you as the main focus of my life, because the people have failed to put you as the main focus of their lives. Friends, why would you try to find satisfaction somewhere else if God finds his satisfaction on his son? Why would you try to fit in everywhere? Why would you try to please everybody? If God is pleased on his Son, if you can please God through his Son, I know there are a lot of pleasures in this world, my friends, but none of them give satisfaction. No beautiful home, no beautiful house, no beautiful car will give pleasure in this world and satisfaction. None of those things. More money, more problems, but you can find satisfaction in Jesus Christ, because he pleased the Father. And you will never please the Father yourself unless you make Jesus your King, the King of your soul. Unless you recognize and believe that he alone is the approved Son of God and no other man. The heavens opened to him. That is a proof. The Spirit of God descended upon him in the form of a dove. The voice came from heaven. God the Father rejoiced on him. This is my Son. I am well pleased. If you come to him, you as well, you will be approved. God will say one day, you are my Son. I'm well blessed. Come to Jesus. If you are in Jesus, remain in him. Him alone is the approved Son of God. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have spoken in this house. We pray that your word might find good soil and give increase, Almighty God, that we might repent if we have not known the Son. Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you that this is your beloved Son in whom you are well pleased and that we must hear him. We pray that we have heard him today speaking to us, and that as we are about to go home, Heavenly Father, that your word might remain in us and give the increase, Almighty God, that you might water it and that your spirit might live in us. Because there is no other way that you will be pleased except through your Son. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.